What's been lost externally must be regained internally. And if you can't build horizontally, you have to build vertically. I remember the municipal reform in 1970. Suddenly, sports hall after sports hall sprang up everywhere, even on Falster. Have you ever wondered why Denmark are world champions in badminton and handball? It's because engineers at the time used round arches to build sports halls of a certain size. They couldn't make them any bigger, so there wasn't room for any sports besides badminton and handball. At first, the plan was to have the room for culture as well. There was supposed to be art and all sorts of stuff, but there wasn't any room for that either, so that all ended up at the library. That's when they got separated. But the Ministry of Culture lumps sports and culture together. They were supposed to share the same space. It's actually a tragedy. But I remember how the sports halls impacted and changed Falster. Instead of fighting, instead of breaking windows and forming gangs, there was the hall. You could go there. At first, I took up wrestling, where Smelly John never washed his wrestling singlet. So I stopped going to that. Instead, I began going to artistic gymnastics until I got really hurt during a performance. Then I stopped going to gymnastics, too. So I joined the handball team, where I became a tri-line player. I'm very small, so I always got elbowed in the eye. But I'm also very aggressive, so I scored quite a lot of goals. What I really wanted to score, though, and the entire reason why I'd go down to the sports hall, were the girl handball players. NFH, Nykøbing F Handball Club. Those girls that ran around in short shorts to the sound of sneakers skidding on the floor. And I was in love with the baker's daughter. I'll never forget her. She's what we call a sandblaster in Falster. That's my beauty ideal. Because girls on Falster have short legs, narrow shoulders, and huge asses. In fact, they're so big that the sand drifts when the girls fart on the beach. So, join a sports club. That's the way to go.